Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Kisubos. We're going to be doing Daf Ayin Amud Beis and Daf Ayin Aleph, Mitzvashem, both Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis and Mitzvashem to help us catch up for Sukkos. And we're learning today the Nishmas Fei Apel, Feiga Batslipa, and also Jacob Neustadter, Yaakov Noach Ben Shraga Feivel. All the Nishmas we learned, we should have an Aliyah from all learning. Now we're already pretty far down on Ayin Amud Beis, and we're going to pick up with the Bayis Ema, which is the bottom two lines from the start of the wider line. So in the thin lines, it's two lines up from the start of the wider lines with Ibayis Ema. What is this Ibayis Ema? It's going to be another teretz to the question that we had discussed already towards the end of yesterday's share, is how come in our Mishnah, when we learned yesterday that a man who is forbidding his wife to get Hanoah from him, she actually made the neder, we explained, that he was Makayimit, so therefore she's not allowed to get Hanoah from him, so how can that neder take effect? After all, isn't there a Shibud? She is entitled to be supported by him, so how can he go make a neder or even be Makayimit neder that doesn't require him to support her? So we gave one teretz to that yesterday, we won't go over it now, and now we start off again, two lines up from the start of the wider lines on Ayin Amud Beis with the words Ibayis Ema. Alternatively, we give the following teretz, Shehi Dira Kishehi Arusa, in which the neder was made while she was still in Arusa. At the time that she's in Arusa, there is no chiyah for him to go and give her mizonos. Therefore, this is pre-nisuim, and there is no obligation whatsoever for him to give her mizonos. The obligation of mizonos only starts after the nisuim. And therefore, in this situation, there is no obligation to go and give her mizonos, and that's why the neder is able to take effect. The Gemara asks the obvious question, if that's the case, so then if she's an arusa, miyislo mizoni, so then she doesn't have mizonos, why did we say that he has to go and supply her a pinus to go and support her? If you're telling me, oh, the answer is why can the neder take effect, because there's no obligation to give her mizonos, so why does the Mishnah say a second later, but he has to supply her mizonos with a pinus? Doesn't make any sense. So he says, no, you know what we're dealing with? Yes, the neder was made while she's in Arusa, but she giyazman, it reached a point in time, again, we pointed out many times that they used to have up to a 12-month waiting period between the Erusin and the Nisuin to prepare both the Chosin and the Kal, to prepare for the wedding. And at that point in time, he has to go and take her in into full Nisuin. But let's say he doesn't, for whatever the reason. He's blocking this marriage from going to the second stage. So in that situation, shehigiyazman, when the time for the Nisuin has come, it's 12 months, below Nisu, and he still hasn't married her, so at that point in time, mizonos do in fact kick in. Ditnan, like we already learned in the Mishnah, earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Nun Zayin, where it said, higiyazma below Nisu, if the time came for the Nisuin to occur, and he's blocking it from occurring, so then, in that situation, below Nisu, they didn't get married into the full stage of Nisuin. So then the Mishnah taught us that Ochlos Mishalo, he now does have to support her, but Ochlos Mishuma, and technically she's even allowed to eat Shuma at this point in time, albeit we pointed out that still the Gemara later on subsequently said that we don't allow her to eat Shuma for all the reasons that we didn't allow her to eat Shuma from the Erisin, which technically she's king and Kasbo at that point in time, and technically could eat Shuma if she is the wife of a Kohen. In any event, that's the answer why he now has to supply her with a Pinus. So Gemara says, "Umayishno at shloshim yom." So then, why do we say for 30 days he has to go and give her the pinus, but not for more than 30 days? Then we insist that if she wants, she gets the divorce and the ksuba right away. So Gemara says, because at shloshim yom for 30 days, we can pretty much assume that the pinus will work. Yeah, for 30 days, we can rely upon the fact that chances are she will get supported for those 30 days without any hitch, without any problem, and therefore the hope is that by after that 30-day period of time, life will get back to normal for them, and they'll have a normal marriage. And therefore, we allow that first 30 days for the neder to continue to take effect. However, today, if they said that the neder would take more than 30 days. Then we have to be concerned that the shliach is not going to continue giving her support beyond the 30-day period of time, and therefore, if she wishes, she's entitled to get a divorce and her ksuba. That's teretz number two. Tomorrow is going to attempt a teretz number three, but will ultimately not accept this teretz. So we'll only have the first two terutzim, the one from the end of yesterday's year, and this second teretz that we just discussed now, that the nether took place while she was in Arusa, and the pyrenous aspect was once higiyazman velonisu. Third possible teretz is Vibayit Seima Shehidira Kishi Arusa. Yes, again, same idea that we just spoke about, that the neder took place while she was in Arusa, but the nieces, and then they were fully married. And in this situation, since there was a prior neder that says that she's not allowed to get Hanoah from him, so it takes effect, even though now there is a chiyuv to go and provided with mezonos once there's nisuim. But since there was already a neder, that's how, in this situation, the obligation can take effect against the shiba, because it was a prior neder before the shiba took effect. So Gemara says, wait a second, Nisus, if she's already married, so then she agreed to this. So ha savra v'kibla. So she thought about this, and she said, okay, I accept. I'm going to go into nisuin, even though I'm going to be asked to get an offer from him. He won't be able to support me. I accept it. I'll support myself. So if she accepted this, then how can she now turn around and say, I don't accept it. I want a divorce, and I want to be able to collect my ksuba. She accepted it. So Gemara says, because, you know what? She originally thought she could manage in such a type of relationship. Should the avra kisvurani, I originally thought, shani yichol l'kabel, that I would be able to manage like this. However, achshav, now that I'm in this situation, ain ani yichol l'kabel. I can't do this. It's too difficult. And therefore, since he has an obligation to support me, if he's not willing to do so, so then let me have my divorce, and of course I should be entitled to my ksuba, because he's the one that's causing this problem. Shmuel says, how do we know that we say such a thing? Kisur anish and yichol l'kabel. I really thought I could, but now I see I can't. Where do we say that? Ema damrin and ha'achi, that's gabi mumin. We had this idea in regards to mumin. A woman gets married to somebody, let's say he's a mukoshrin. And she says, okay, I know he's a mukoshrin. I know he has a bad body odor. I know he has difficulties. He doesn't look good. And I'm still going to take my chances and I'm going to marry him. But she thought she could tolerate it. But afterwards, she says she can't tolerate it. And she demands to have a divorce because it's just an intolerable situation. So in this situation, she says, I originally thought I could tolerate it. And then I realized that I can't tolerate it. And I'm entitled to get a divorce and my ksuba. So we said that in regards to mumin. That was a valid teretz. But who says we say it in regards to mezonos? Lini mezoni, mi amrin hachi. After all, the bottom line is that you know what food is. It's not like food's going to be a surprise. Oh, gee, I have to go and make all my own food. I have to go and take care of my own needs. You know what that is. There's no surprises there. You can't argue like with the blemish. With the blemish, she never lived with such a person with such a blemish. She says, I think I can tolerate it. And then she sees that she can't tolerate it. So therefore, in that situation, we have this concept of kisur anish and yichol l'kabel, and achshav and yichol l'kabel. But you don't have that with food. Food is food. Everybody knows what it's involved. And she knows she has to cook for herself. She's been cooking for herself for all these years. So Gemara says, Ela machvarta kedeshina meikar. You're right. The third teretz that we just tried to give you now is not a good teretz. And either the teretz in the end of yesterday's year or the teretz we gave at the beginning of today's year is the correct answer. Now, we quote the Mishnah. It said, Ashlo shim yom. And we said, if it was for a period of time of up to 30 days, so then we allow the marriage to continue, so to say. We encourage the marriage to continue, and yamid parnas, and the husband has to go and support her through a third party. Where it says, how does that work? If he's not allowed to support her, how does supporting her through a third party remove any of the problems with the vow? Ufinus, lashli chusiko of it, this parnas, isn't the parnas doing his bidding? Isn't the parnas acting essentially as a shliach? So while physically the third party is giving her the food, he's the one that's giving her the food. He's paying for it. He's arranging for this pinus, this shaliach, to go do his bidding. So therefore, how does that get around the fact that he's not allowed to give her the food? So Rav Huna says, no. You know what? He didn't actually tell the pinus to go give the food. He's not a direct authorization of this shaliach, this pinus, this third party, to go provide her with food. He said, but Omer, call Hazan, anybody that provides him with food, ain't no mafsid, is not going to lose out. In other words, it's a wink-wink situation. He says, anybody that supplies my wife with food is not going to lose out. In other words, he technically is not telling them to go and pay for the food. This person is the third party, is paying for the food, and then afterwards he, the husband, will go pay the guy back. There's no guarantees. He probably wouldn't be able to take him to court and get back those funding if the guy laughs and says, ha, I didn't really mean it. But at the same time, if we're dealing with erlicha people, so this is understood. The Omer, he's telling whoever supports my wife, ain't no mafsid. So in this way, he's not a direct authorization of the shliach, but the shliach will go and support her, and he will then go and pay back the shliach, the third party. So what it says, v'chi amar hachi, if the husband says, whoever, kol hazon, ain't no mafsid, is telling me that that's not a direct shlichus, really? V'chi amar hachi, lav shlichusei ko'ovid, is that not called being a direct shliach? V'tnan, but we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Gittin, famous Mishnah where it says, mi shahaya mushlach bibor, if somebody Nebuch was in a pit, and he didn't have any expectation of getting out of this pit, and he's expecting to die in this pit. The Omar, and he says, Kola Shomea Kolo, anybody that hears me, Yichtov get li ishto, go write a get for my wife. That's what the guy says. because he doesn't want his wife to be an aguna, he doesn't want his wife to let maybe fall to Yibam to his brother, whatever the reason may be. He says, I ain't getting out of this pit, so I want my wife not to have the hassles of being an aguna. Nobody's going to find my body. So, hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu. If anybody walking by and hears this, they have the right, even though he didn't say, go and give the get to my wife, he just said, yichtav get liishto, and normally you have to say, write the get, you have to have das to go and tell the person who's writing the get that I want you to write the get, and the person has to say that I want you to give the get, so there has to be full intention every step of the way. But here, since he was so bamboozled for being in the pit, so Chazal said he obviously meant when he said, Yichtov get liishto, he obviously meant Yichtov v'yitain. So therefore, Hare Elu, anybody that's a passerby, is allowed Yichtovu v'yitnu, and they're allowed to do this. So here, he also said, Kol HaShomea Kolo, anybody that hears my voice, write the gift to my wife. That's called a direct authorization. So if it's a direct authorization in regards to the get, so isn't it a direct authorization over here to the Shlish when he says, Kol HaZon Eino Mavsid? So how is there any difference between the two cases? Of course, this is a big difference between the two cases. Hachi Hashta, how can you compare them? Hasam, in the case from Gittin, where the man says, Kol HaShomeya, anybody that listens over here, Yichtov get liishto, should write a get for that guy's wife. So Hasam, over there, Ka'omar Yichtov, he said, go and write the get. So of course that's a direct shlichus. But in our case, did he say, go and support my wife? Here he said differently. He didn't say, go and support my wife. He said, anybody who supports my wife, call Hazan. Anybody who supports my wife, comrade. That's what he said. So therefore, there's quite a big difference between the two cases. And you can't say, because in Gittin case with the man in the bar, it's considered a direct authorization. You can't automatically therefore say that in our case, where it says, call Hazan, ain't no mafsid, is that considered a direct authorization? And in fact, it's not. More questions is still. Amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, what about in the following case, another famous case in the Gemara in Shabbos? B'deleika, he tiru lomai. Rachmana Litzlan, there's a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to go and do anything other technically than pikuach nefashos. If it's just going to be a financial loss, you're not allowed to go put out the fire on Shabbos. Now, halacha lemaisa, there's always the potential for pikuach nefashos, and therefore halacha lemaisa, this din is different than the way it sounds in theory, because in theory it's never the practice. There's always pikuach nefashos, so you always can put out the fire on Shabbos, at least lemaisa today. But the bottom line is, b'dleika, the Gemara in Shabbos says, in regards to where there's a fire and there's zero pikuach nefashos, and you can't go and put it out, but you're seeing your entire stock of your food supply or whatever it is that's going to go up in fire unless somebody goes and takes it out, and you can't carry it out because of Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. So in regards to a fire, the rabbis permitted, hitiru lomar, they permitted the person to say to any of the people that are non-Jewish that are over there who have no problem with carrying, you're taking it from the Rishus HaYochanan to the Rishus HaRabim, so he's allowed to say, call a mechabe, anybody that goes and puts out this fire, ain't no mafsid, is not going to go and lose. In other words, we said in that situation, and here's the kicker, only that situation, bidleika alone, hitiru lomar, did the rabbis permit you to say that anybody that puts out the fire will not lose. Now that's the same exact lashon as over here. Kol hazon eino mafsid. Kol hamechabe eino mafsid. They're the exact same lashonos. And it seems to say only b'dileika that you're allowed to do this. L'mute mai as opposed to what? Isn't it as opposed to our case? Lav l'mute ki ay gavna. Isn't it as opposed to our case that you're not allowed to go tell the shlish, whoever goes and supports my wife will not lose? You're not allowed to do that. Only by Deleika you're allowed to do that. So isn't that a kasha, Rav Ami says? So I says, no, that's not the kasha. You know what it said over there? Only Bidleika, as opposed to, not our case over here, but as opposed to Limute Shari Surim the Shabbos, as opposed to any other Yisurim on Shabbos. There, only with a Chazal Natir by Deleika, by a fire. But in regards to other situations of Issur Shabbos, they weren't matir to go and say, kol ha, whatever, anybody that goes and does this will not lose, ain't no mafsid, so that is not allowed by anything other than the leika by Shabbos. But it has nothing to do with our case. Our case certainly is allowed. Kol hazon, ain't no mafsid, there is not an Issur Shabbos over here, and therefore the rabbis permitted it. We're still not happy. Masiv Rabba, Rabba asked the following from a Mishnah in Nedarim, where it said, Hamudur hanoa mechaveru, if somebody asked somebody else to get any benefit from him. So Reuven is also getting hanor from Shimon. Reuven has nothing to eat. So what should he do in this situation? Shimon feels bad. Whatever the reason, Reuven is a neder, that Reuven isn't allowed to get any support from Shimon. So Shimon feels bad right now. He wants to go and support Reuven. So what should he do? Yelech etzel chenveni harogel etzlo. So Shimon can go to the chenveni who he regularly does business with. So this chenveni knows him, and he knows that he's an erlich guy, and he knows that he always pays his bills on time. So he understands over here that when Shimon says, Yom Alo, when Shimon says to the chenveni, oi, I feel terrible. Reuven has nothing to eat. Ish ploni mudu hanor meni. Reuven has a net that he's not getting any benefit from me. Vinny, they're my ass alone. He's a poor guy. He has no food to eat. What are we going to do to help out a guy like Reuven? So the Chenveni goes, who knows him low? The Chenveni goes and gives Reuven all the food that he needs. He says, come into the store and take whatever food you need. And he keeps tab of the bill. And Uba Vinotumizet. And then he goes to Shimon, and Shimon pays the bill. Now, in this situation, Rabba says, Hochi hu dishari, only in this situation is it allowed. Because he didn't say, oh, anybody who feeds this person is not going to lose out. He just said, oh, this is a terrible situation that Reuven has nothing to eat. He bemoans the fact that Reuven has nothing to eat. But he didn't even suggest or intimate that the Chenveni should go feed him. The Chenveni understood on his own what Shimon was driving at. But there wasn't even a direct mention at all of go and feed the Chenveni. He just feed Reuven. He just pointed out to the Chenveni that Reuven had nothing to eat. And the Chenveni put two and two together and then ultimately went to Shimon to go collect the money. So, Hachi Hu Dishari, only in that case is it permissible. But in the case where he says, whoever goes and feeds my wife will not lose out, Avol Kol Hazon Eino Mafsid, lo, who says, Rabba, that that is the exact same scenario? No, it's not. And in fact, only in the case of the Chenveni does it work, but it doesn't work in the case of anybody that feeds my wife will not lose out. So, one says, no. Lo mi boy kamar. This is a style where they didn't have to tell me this case. Lo mi boy, you didn't have to tell me kol hazon eino mafsid. The case that we have in our Gemara where the guy says, anyway, that feeds my wife, they won't lose out. That certainly is good. Because who is he talking to? He's talking to the Velt. He's talking to the world in general. The la alma kamar. He's not telling one individual. He's saying, wow, anybody that feeds my wife is not going to be an unhappy person. They're not going to lose out. So he didn't specifically tell anybody to go and do this, and he's telling it to the world who he doesn't have a relationship with any individual person. He's saying, whoever does this won't lose out. So there's no direct authorization. However, Avol Hai, where he goes to his chenveni, given the rogeletzlo, because of Karmale, since he's this regular chenveni, this is the guy that he shops with, this is the guy that he's paid his bills for the last 10 years, and he goes to his regular chenveni, you know what I would have said? It's as if, kimanda amale, zil havle, at dome. It's as if he directly told the chenveni, listen, Reuven has nothing to eat. In other words, go and take care of him, and I'll pay the bill. Even though he didn't say that, one might have thought that in the case of Chenveni, it's actually far worse than in the case of Dila Alma Kamar. And therefore, I might have said that in the Chenveni case is no good. Therefore, Kamar Shulon, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even in the Chenveni case, does that work? And certainly it works in the case where he says, anybody who feeds my wife, Kol Hazon, Eino Mafsid, that certainly is good. Lo Mi Boi Kamar. Now let's go and analyze this last part. Gufa. The Mishnah of the Dharm said, Amudu Hanoah Mechaveiro, if somebody is also to get Hanoah, Reuven is also to get Hanoah from Shimon, and then the Einlo Mayochal, and then Reuven has nothing to eat, he's a poor guy. So we said Shimon can go, Holy Chetzu Chenveni Orogi, let's love, Yom Elov, Ish Ploni, Mudu Hanoah Mimani. He goes to his Chenveni and says, listen, Reuven's not allowed to get any Hanoah from me, and he has nothing to eat, and you're there, Maeslo, and I don't know what to do to help him. So the Chenveni goes, he's a smart guy who knows him. The Chenveni goes, gives Reuven the food, and Ubav and Otomiz, and he comes and gets paid for his efforts by Shimon. And that doesn't break the neder, and everything is good. That was what we just said. That was the Gufa. But now, that Mishnah continues, and well, we continue quoting the rest of that Mishnah. If a person has beso, live knows, if a person needs a house to be built, Reuven needs a house to be built. Ugdero ligdor, he needs a fence around this field to be put up. Or visadeo ligzor, he has a field, and he needs a field to be harvested. And he's a poor guy. This is the same Reuven that didn't have any money to buy food. And he has no money to build or do these essential things that he needs to put up his house, to put the fence around his field, or to harvest his crops. So he's stuck. So what does he do? Shimon is allowed to go and help out Reuven, even though there's an Isra Hanoah on Shimon to go and help Reuven. Just like with the Chenveni, Shimon goes to his regular workers. He has a regular builder. He has a regular guy that does harvesting for him. So he goes, Shimon goes to his regular workers, the Omerland, he says to them, oh, what was us to the situation over here? He's also to get Hanoah for me, and I don't know how to help help the guy out because I'm also giving manor. Then you're there, my ass alone. And the poor guy's not going to have a house to live in. He's not going to have a fence around his field. He's not going to harvest his crops. What do we do? Oi, and you're there, my ass alone. So these poalim again, like the Chaim V'ni, in Osinimo, they can go take care of whatever Reuven's needs are, build a house for him, go build a fence for him, go harvest the crops for him, and then Ubayim and Oltan Schar Mizeh, and then they can come to Shimon and get paid for their efforts. That doesn't break the vow. Just like with the Chaim V'ni, these poalim are not going to be considered directly doing Shimon's bidding, and this is acceptable. Another case, Hayim Halchim Aderech. A famous case where they're going and walking together. Reuven and Shimon are walking on the road together, and Shimon has plenty of food, but Reuven has no food. They're in the desert. There's no local grocery store that you can walk into. So Shimon, for whatever the reason, has lots of provisions, and Reuven lost them or didn't bring the provisions. So Reuven's starving now. So no stainly acher l'shum matana. So what Shimon is allowed to do is go give a third person that's with him, give to Levi all the food that he wants, and Levi then can go give it to Reuven. No problem. And then Levi goes and gives Reuven the food. Well, it once was Shimon's food, but now it's Levi's food, and Levi has no prohibition in feeding Reuven, and that's perfectly acceptable. That's great. Umutter in that situation, if there's a Levi. No, v'im ein shom acher, it's just Reuven and Shimon. There is no Levi there. So what do you do? Reuven, again, it's not Pikuach Nefashos, it's Pikuach Nefashos, so then Kol HaTorah Kula is allowed to be broken, even in Eder, in order for Pikuach Nefashos. No, they're going to get to the town in 3-4 hours. Meanwhile, Reuven is just very hungry, and it's a difficult trip, and Shimon feels bad for him. So in this situation, Meniach HaGabi Yasela, he puts down the peanut butter sandwich on a rock, or HaGabi Yageder, or on a fence, the Omer, and he says, it's now Hefker. This peanut butter sandwich is Hefker. Harein Muvkarim L'chol Mishiachbots. Anybody that wants to take this can go take it. No, there's nobody else within miles. It's only Reuven over here. Nevertheless, V'Halah Notin, Reuven is allowed to take it, but Ochel and eat it, Umutu, and it's not breaking of the Nether because it is Hefker. So therefore, it's not being given from Shimon to Reuven. It's going to Reuven from Hefker, and that's allowed. That's what the Tanakhama of this Mishnah in the Dharm says. Here, Rav Yossi Oser. Rav Yossi disagrees in this last situation. That's a simple way to understand this. Rav Yossi disagrees in this last situation. Why in this last situation does he disagree? I'm a Rava. My time with Rav Yossi. Why is the Hefker case different than the other cases? Why does Rav Yossi disagree in the Hefker case? He says because this is a Gezerah. This is a famous Gezerah, Mishum, and we turn to Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. Maisa, the Beis Chorin. What is this Maisa, the Beis Chorin? So Rashi tells us this is in the Gemara in the Dharm as well. Famous story that there was a man who was marrying off his son, right? So Yitzchok is marrying off his son Yaakov, but somehow Yitzchok and his father had a falling out, and Avram, the father of Yitzchok, is also to get an offer from Yitzchok. Yitzchok's making the wedding, and he wants his father to be there, but his father can't go to the wedding because he'll get an offer from Yitzchok. So what does Yitzchok do in this situation? He goes over to a third party, he goes over to Esav, and he tells Esav, listen, I want you to be the owner of the wedding hall. Here's the $100,000 for the wedding. You now are the owner of the wedding, and go and invite my father to the wedding. That's why I'm giving you this money, in order that you go and invite my father to the wedding. So Esav in that situation says, well, if you're giving me the money, I'm giving it all to Hekdesh. Because you're really only doing this not to give me the money. You're doing this in order to invite your father. I don't want to be involved. This is really breaking that nether. So in that situation, this Maisa de Beis Chorin, so there we don't allow this to occur because it really wasn't giving him over the money. He didn't really make it Hefker. He didn't really give over all the money to this third party Esav. What in fact he was doing was figuring out a way to get around the nether in a not so kosher way. And therefore, that wasn't allowed. So therefore, because of this Maisa de Beis Chorin, so Rav Yossi says, our case over here, where he's making the peanut butter sandwich Hefker by putting it on the rock, it's too close to the case of the Maisa and Beis Chorin, and therefore Rav Yossi didn't allow it. The Gemara continues by quoting the Mishnah. It said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yisrael, Chodeshecha v'chulei. So we had the Tanakhama who said that for 30 days, and then along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Hainu Tanakhama. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda saying the same thing as the Tanakhama? So the Gemara says, not necessarily so. Amar Abaye, we have several Tirutzim, Abaye and Rabba. First, Abaye says, Kohenes Oslashmina. The whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda wasn't in disagreement with the Tanakhama for the 30 days. Yeah, 30 days in a month, that's the same thing. What Rabbi Yehuda was adding was, what happens if the person is a Kohen? And now, there's no Machzir Grushaso over here possibility. Once this Kohen divorces her, so that's it. They can never come back together. So while for regular Israel, we say, if it's more than 30 days, that's too much, and she can ask for her divorce and her ksuba right now. So in that situation, we say, okay, even if they make a mistake, they can get back together. But by a Kohen, if they make a mistake, that's it. There's no getting back together. So therefore, Rav Yehuda came along and was Mechadesh that if it's a Kohen, we give another month. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda. He agrees with the Tanakhama, the 30 days a month, that they're in agreement. And it's only because he's adding on the din of the Kohen. That is why Rav Yehuda is bringing along his statement. It's not because he's arguing with the Tanakhama, according to Abai. Rava says, no, he is arguing with the Tanakhama, a very slight argument, but Rava Amar, Chodesh Malev, Chodesh Chosev, Ikbenayu. The Tanakhama says 30 days. Whether it's a 29-day month or a 30-day month, he says, we wait 30 days. Whereas the opinion of Yehuda is, you wait a month. If it's a 29-day month, that's all you get, is that month. If it's a 30-day month, you get the 30 days. So there is a slight disagreement between Yehuda and the Tanakhama, even on the first part of the statement. Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo shanu el b'farish. We said in explanation of our Mishnah that Rav said that this din that you wait 30 days that the Tanakhama brought down was only where the amount of time was less than 30 days. In that situation, we don't insist that the husband, if the wife wants it, divorce her and give her the ksuba. Avo bistan. But if he didn't specify amount of time, so then in that situation, yotzi li alter meeting ksuba. So Rav's opinion is that if there is no time limit on it, he just makes an indefinite vow, and there is no time limit that this is going to expire, so then the woman's entitled to ask for a ksuba right away, ask for the divorce and the ksuba right away. Yotzi li alter v'yitin ksuba. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, even when there is no time limit on it, and theoretically it could last forever, Shmuel amar afilu b'stam, even in this situation where time wasn't specified, lo yotzi, until the 30 days. Why? Because maybe Shema Yimtza Pesach Lenidra. Because maybe they'll figure out a way, a Pesach, a Charata of some sort, that the Neder should be disavowed, and he'll be Mati Neder, and they can live happily ever after. So Shmuel says, you always wait the 30-day period of time. Which Rav says, you don't wait the 30-day period of time. If it was an indefinite Neder, that doesn't look like there's any hope that it's ever going to come and be nullified. So therefore, she can demand, if she wants, the divorce and the Ksuba right away. So this is a machlokas Rabu Shmuel. Now this should sound familiar. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us. We already had this machlokas Rabu Shmuel previously. But if legal bay chaduzimna, we already had this machlokas. Where do we have this? This not. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. The Mishnah there said Hamadus ishto mitash v'shamita. If a man makes an eder that his wife is ought to get an offer from him from tash v'shamita. And we discussed how that's allowed because that's the Sheba that he has. So we discussed how that was, if in fact, done. So in this situation, Beishamai said, Omim, Shtei Shabbosos. If the Neder was for less than a 2-week period of time, so Beishamai said, we go and look at the period of time, the maximum period of time that a woman is Tmei, if she gives birth to a baby girl, so she's Tmei for 2 weeks, Midaraisa. So that's an acceptable period of time, so to say, for them not to have relations. Beyond that, so she can demand that she get a divorce and her Ksuba right away. Basila says, no, we learned it out from Nida. And Basila Mim Shabbos Echos, 1 week. If it's more than 1 week, then they have to give a divorce right away. Vama Rav, Rav said, that's only Machlokas Ben Farish. The Machlokas between Beisham and Basila, 2 weeks versus 1 week, is if there was a specified period of time. In that situation, so then Basila says, wait 1 week. Beisham says, wait 2 weeks. But if there was no specified period of time and it was an open-ended Neder that you can't get an off from Tashmish, so then in that situation, he has to go, Yotzi li alter, v'yitin ksuba. The husband should go and divorce her right now if that's what the wife wants, and get her ksuba. And Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel said, no, afilu b'stam. We wait the period of time, 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, and 1 week according to Beis Hillel, nami lo yotzi, because again, Shema yimtza pesach l'nidro, because maybe they'll figure out a way to undo this neder, and then they can live happily ever after. Now, that's the exact same machlokas over here. Now, this question was also brought down in the Warren Samach Aleph, when they pointed out Argamariyar and Ayin Aleph, and said, how come we're asking it twice? And we gave the teretz over there, the same exact teretz that we're now going to give over here, and say tzricha. Both cases teach a different point. One is to teach us the strength of Rav Shita, and one is to teach us the strength of Shmuel Shita. Tzricha, you need both. Because di it mar biyahi, if it was only said in regard to the case on Dav Samach Aleph, with the case where the woman is also to get hanoah from her husband's relations, in that situation, bahi kamar Rav. Rav said over there that go and divorce right away because there's no alternative. Mishum Tilo Efshur Befinus. There is no partner. Nobody else can do that. That's only the husband's possibility of having relations with the wife. You can't arrange for a third party to take care of that need, obviously. Avo Baha, in this situation, guess what? You can have a shlish. So set up the third party to go and support her with food. So the Efshur Befinus, you know what I might have thought? Rav is Moda the Shmuel. Ema Moda Leila Shmuel says over here, I'll agree. You wait till the end of the 30-day period of time. Oh, Kamash will under. Rab, even in this situation, disagrees. That's why you need our Gemara. No, so just have our Gemara. Be it my Baha. If we only had our Gemara, so then I would have said, you know what, over here, Baha, Kamash will only in this situation, the Shmuel say, wait the 30 days, because we shouldn't have Shabbat Finest, because there is a Pinus possibility. You can go and support it for 30 days with the Pinus, so it's not so difficult. So Shmuel would say here, wait 30 days no matter what, even if it was Stam, because maybe they'll find the Pesach. Avo Bahi, but back on Daf Samach Aleph, where there is no option of a Pinus, so maybe Taka, Shmuel's Molda to Rav, Eima Molda Leila Rav, in that situation, that you go and get the divorce right away if she wants it, and she collects a Ksuba, therefore Tzricha. You need over here to show us the strength of Rav, and you need over there to show us the strength of Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, wait a second, we learned in our very Mishnah, Hamadiris Ishto, Shalot Titom, Echo Mikol HaPeros, we said in our Mishnah, now right now, we're not going to learn our Mishnah the way I learned it then, because right now we're having a Havamina to learn the Mishnah differently. When we learned our Mishnah, I said it's the woman who made the neder and the husband was Makayimit. But right now we're not working it within that parameter. Right now we're suggesting that the understanding of the Mishnah is as follows. Hamadir is Ishto Shalot Titom Echo Mikol HaPeros. If the man made a neder that his wife is not allowed to go and eat a certain type of peri. How can he do this? He says, if you eat this peri, so then you're also to get hanor from my tashmish. So in this situation, yotzi v'itin ksuba. Mishnah had said that in that situation, the woman can demand a divorce and get to ksuba. Now, it didn't specify any period of time. Bishlom alarav, kan bistam, kan bimafarish. In this situation, it wasn't mentioned for a specified period of time, and therefore, yotzi v'itin ksuba right away. And in the situation earlier in the Mishnah, where it said for one day, kan b'mefarish, so therefore he said you wait a certain period of time, which if it's less than the period of time of 30 days, so then he doesn't have to divorce her right now. Even Rav agrees with that. Oh, so Rav has no problem. We have the two cases. One is mestam, one is mefarish, and therefore Rav is okay. El Shmuel, kasha, according to Shmuel, why in the second case don't we wait 30 days? It says Yosef Yitin Ksuba. So that works out great for Rav, that you have to go get the Ksuba right away. But according to Shmuel, you should wait 30 days. So Mor says, no, Shmuel doesn't have a problem. Hochmai Eskin, you know what we're talking about? Kigon Shenodroi Hi V'kim La'ihu. Because now we introduced the right way to understand the Mishnah, that she was the one that made the neder, and the husband was Makayimit. And in this situation, the husband is considered the bad guy. He's considered the problem. In other words, we're not concerned that we'll find the Pesach over here because he's the one that is Makayim, her neder. So she made the neder for whatever the reason. But he says, yeah, I don't really like you. So yeah, I'm going to be Makayim this neder. So there's no chance that this marriage is going to, so to say, work out after 30 days. They'll find the Pesach. But instead, even Shmuel will agree in this situation that if she wishes, she can ask for a divorce and get her ksuba right away. So Gemara says, and this is something we've also discussed previously, Uksava Rav Meir, apparently you can see from here that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, which is usually Rav Meir, Rashi says, so that's why it says Uksava Rav Meir, who knows Saint Etzva Ben Shinel, by him being Makayim the Nether, it's as if he made the Nether, and he's the one that, so to say, put her finger between her teeth to be bitten off. In other words, he is the cause over here, and therefore the wife can demand that she be entitled to get a get and her ksuba. If she was the cause, then she can't demand it. So he doesn't have to give her the ksuba. Now, the Sava Rav Meir, who knows Saint Etzva Ben Shinel? Really? The Tanakhama Mishnah, who you're saying is Rav Meir. Is it really true that he holds that it's the husband in that situation, who's Makayim the Neder, that it's considered the bad guy? He's the one that's, so to say, putting her finger in between her teeth to get bitten off? But Tanya, but the Brisa says otherwise. It says, Aisha Shenodra Bin Ozir, if a woman makes herself into an Azira, Ushama Bala, on that day that she does this, or on whatever day the husband hears it, he has that day to go and be made for her neder. Husband can be made for the neder on the day, b'yom shomo. So even if he didn't hear it that very day that she made the neder, whatever day he hears it, he has till the end of that day, or some say mi'eis la'eis, but we pask him till the end of that day. So if she makes the neder 10 minutes before the shkia, he has only 10 minutes to be made for the neder once he hears about it. If she makes the neder 10 minutes after tzeis ha'kochavim, so he has the rest of that day until the shkia the next day to be made for the neder. In any event, on the day that he hears the neder, v'shoma bala, the lohei for law, if he's not made for the neder, b'yom shomo, so it says in this brisa, Rabbi Meir, v'Rabbi Yehuda omrim, Rabbi Meir, that's what we're interested in as well, Rabbi Yehuda, say, he nos no etzba ben shinel, she is the troublemaker, so to say. She is the cause. She's the one that made the neder. His kim of the neder doesn't change the fact that she made the neder. And therefore, in this situation, if the husband wants to be made for the neder, that's obviously his right. But if he says, listen, I'm not interested in having a wife who goes make such these random nedarim over here for no purpose whatsoever, so he's allowed to go and divorce her, teitzeh, and he doesn't have to pay the ksuva, shlo b'ksuva, because she is the one that put her finger in between her teeth to be bitten off. She made the neder. And this is Rav Meir who says this. So how can you tell me? The Rav Meir says that who knows in Esobation? That's the question. But let's finish off the Brisa. Brisa tells us that two other Tanaim, Rav Yosef and Rav Elazar, Omrim, who knows in Esobation? They're the ones, Rav Yosef and Rav Elazar, say that it's the husband's fault for being Makai the neder. And therefore, Lefikach, Imrats of Allah for Yofir. So if the husband wants to go and be made for the neder, he's allowed to go and be made for the neder. But the Yamar, if he says, I don't want to live with such a woman who makes Nadarim, so then he has the right to divorce her, obviously, Yotzi, but he has to pay the Ksuba in that situation because he's considered the one that put her finger in between her teeth. Yotzi takes Ksuba. No, now that we finished the Brisa, it's clear that Rav Meir is the one that says from this Brisa, he knows the Esma Ben Shinea, and not who knows the Esma Ben Shinea. So where it says, simple tarots, yeah, Apoch, flip it around. You have the wrong Shitas accorded to the wrong people. It's Rav Meir Yehuda who say, Omrim, who knows saying, Etzba Bein Shineha, and it's Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar, that Omrim, he knows not Etzba Bein Shineha. Oh, so just flip around who said what, and everything is good. Mor says, but that's not good, because now you're telling me that Rav Yosef is the one that says, he knows not, and I'll show you that that's not true for Rav Yosef. If so, Rav Yosef, he knows not, you're telling me Rav Yosef holds he knows not, I'll show you that that's not true. But not our very Mishnah, we said, at the end of the Mishnah, said, Rav Yosi Omer, Banias Shalonot San Kitzma, that for a very poor person, a woman who's very poor, so even if she doesn't give a set period of time, so we allow this divorce not to take place because she's used to not having besomim, she's used to not having all these cosmetics. So in that situation, if no time at all was set, so then there's no chance that the woman thinks that she's ever going to go and be able to use cosmetics. So then we do specify that the husband can go and divorce the wife. And there, by Nia Shlona San Kitzva, she can demand a divorce in a ksuba. But if you're telling me that Rav Yosi says, he knows the etzva ben shinea, so why can she demand a ksuba? So obviously Rav Yosi holds it. Who knows saying etzva ben shinea? So Gemara says, you're right, let's flip it around one more time. Ema, let us say instead of the way we just said it, let's say this is the final understanding. Rav Meir and Rav Yosi flip around the shitas, that both Rav Meir and Rav Yosi are the ones that say, Omrim, who knows the Esav Ein Shinea? And it was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim, they're the ones that say, he knows the Esav Ein Shinea. And Gemara says, this isn't right as well, because now you have Rabbi Yehuda saying that he knows the Esav Ein Shinea, but that's not true, because the Sovereign Rabbi Yehuda, he knows the Esav Ein Shinea, but not. But we learned in our Mishnah as well, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bisrael Yom Echad Yikayim. If it was for a one-day thing for a Yisrael, we allow this neder to go take effect. But if it's more than one day, so then, since the wife made the neder and the husband was mekayim it, no, if it's more than one day, she can demand a divorce and get her ksuba. So, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that who knows Saint Etzba Ben Shineha? So we have Rav Meir, we have Rav Yosi, and now we have Rabbi Yehuda all saying who knows Saint Etzba Ben Shineha? So it says, okay, so fine, so that's what it is. The Brisa should be revised as follows. Ema, Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yosi, all of them hold Omrim, who knows the Esva Shinea, and only Rabbi Elazar, he's this Das Yochid, Omer, he knows the Esva Ben Shinea. When the woman makes an neder, it's her fault. Whereas the other three, Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Yosi, say it's the husband's considered the culprit over here because he was Makai in the neder, and therefore the onus is on him. Where it says, okay, that's a possible teretz. However, the array we originally had, the Brisa, was two against two. So let's say you want to leave it two against two. Im Tim Salomar, Zuge, Zuge, Ktani. It's hard to say that there was a three versus one and that we just had the names wrong when really it's two versus two. So even if you got the names wrong, you should have to get it two versus two. So if you want to leave it even as a two versus two, Ema as follows. Rab Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Omrim Hinasta. So if you want to leave it as two and two, so then we can go back and say that it was Rav Meir and Rav Elazar that said that it's he Nasta Esva Ben Shinea, and it was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi that Omrim, they're the ones that say, who knows saying Esva Ben Shinea? That goes against the Tanakama of our Mishnah, and Rav Meir is normally the Tanakama, so therefore, how you reconcile the Brisa saying Rav Meir says he Nasta, our Mishnah that says, who knows saying Esva Ben Shinea? You can answer simply, Hastama de Loka Rav Meir, that the Stam Tana Kama of our Mishnah is actually not Rav Meir. In general, Stam Tanakam is Rav Meir, but Lav Davka, it's not an absolute rule. So you could reconcile the Braisa and our Mishnah by saying that our Mishnah is not Rav Meir, even though it's a Tanakama, but it's not Rav Meir. Bottom line is that even according to Shmuel, who normally says that you wait a certain period of time, a 30-day period of time, in the hopes maybe Shema they'll find the Pesach, that if it was the husband who was Mekayim the Neder, so then even Shmuel would agree that the wife can ask for the divorce immediately and she gets a Ksuba. But there's a problem. The Solver of Yossi, Baniya Shalonosan Kitzba. We said that Rav Yossi says that by a poor girl, so if there was no set period of time, only then can the husband, when he's Mekayim this Neder, can the wife demand the divorce right away and get her Ksuba. Alma Baal Motzi Mefer. This implies that the husband has the right to be made for such a neder. Obviously, that's what we're talking about. Now we question that. How does the husband have the right to be made for such a neder? A husband can only be made for Nedarim Beino Leveino. Husband only has the right to go and nullify Nedarim that his wife makes that impact him. How does this impact him? Or Minu, I'll show you that this doesn't seem to impact him. The following Brisa says, Elu dvarim shabal mefer. The following things the husband is allowed to be made for if his wife makes a neder. Dvarim sheishbam inu nefesh. Anything that causes her to have a certain affliction, a certain inu nefesh. As the pasuk says, kol neder v'choshuas isar la'anos nefesh. Only in those things that cause inu nefesh, isha yikimenu, isha with a mapike, the husband can go and be makayim that neder, v'isha. Again, a mapike, or the husband can be made for the neder. So only nidarim of inu nefesh. Is the husband allowed to go and be made for? So, for example, in erchatz, in lo erchatz, if the wife says, if I take a bath, then I'll be also ever take a bath again, or I will not take a bath. So these are inu nefesh. Or if she says, in iskashit, if I go and put on various types of perfumes or makeup now, then I will not be able to put it on. Or she says, I will not put on such makeup, in lo iskashit. So these are considered inu nefesh according to the Tanakhama. But along comes Rav Yossi. I'm Rav Yossi. Ain elu nidra inu nefesh. This is not considered inu nefesh. What is considered inu nefesh? Elu nidra inu nefesh. These are the things that the husband can be makayim or mefer. Shlo ochal basar. If she says, I will not eat meat. Or she says, shlo eshtayayin. I will not drink wine. Or she says, v'shelo eskashin, return to ayin alafam ebeis, v'big de sivon. I will not put on certain types of colored garments. So that is considered inu nefesh. But no, it doesn't say, I will not put on perfume. So Rav Yossi doesn't seem to say that that would be considered inu nefesh. So how can you say in our mission that the husband can be mekayim such an eder, or be made for such an eder? Shmua says, you know what, we're talking about ovim eskashin, hochmai eskinon, bidvarim shebeino leveino. Here's another category called beino leveino. And this impacts him. If she doesn't go and put on perfume, so then he's not going to want to necessarily be with her, and therefore it's something beino leveino, that's another category besides inu nefesh, that the husband has the right to go be made for, and that's why Rav Yossi says in our Mishnah that the husband can be made for this neder, or he can be mekayim the neder, and therefore, who knows in etzba bein shinel. So the Gemara says that's great, hanicha l'man d'yamar, according to the opinion that says, dvarim shebeino leveino, habal mefer. If you hold that things that are between the husband and wife, the husband has the right to be made for, so then good, very good, no problem. But there is a machlokas about this. Eleman diyoma ain't a baal mefer. There is an opinion that says even though it's dvarim shebeino leveino, the husband doesn't have the right to be made for such a dvar. It's only inu nefesh. Michael Meimer, what are you going to say in that situation? What's this machlokas? The itmar dvarim shebeino leveino. Rav Huna amar habaal mefer. Rav Ad Barabba amar ain't a baal mefer. This is a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Ad Barabba. If it's something that is just particular to the husband and the wife, beino leveino, so Rav Huna says yes, the husband has the right to be made for such a dvar. But Rav Ad Barabba says you don't have the right to be made for such a dvar. So according to Rav Ad Bar Ava, why does Rav Yossi allow the husband to go made for his wife's nedarim, not to go and adorn herself, not to put on kishutim, when Rav Yossi doesn't allow beino leveino, according to Rav Ad Bar Ava? Now, what's the reason for Rav Ad Bar Ava? It's very strange. So the Gemara says, because shelo motzinu shul shemeis bi'afar pir. Very interesting expression that's used over here. We don't find that a fox ever died. Rashi explains, ba'afar pir, ba'afar chol shehu gidel sham. The fox won't ever die from the noxious fumes that are present in a hole that the fox grew up in. Klomar, bedover shurogilbo, in a place, even though it may be dangerous to other people, if that fox is used to it, it ain't going to be hurt by being in such an environment. So what Rav Ad Bar Ava is basically saying is, even though this is something beino leveino that would be subjectively a problem, the husband will get used to it. This is the way the Ritva understands it. The Ritva says that the husband will essentially get used to it, and therefore, even though this is something that would for other people, it might be something that would be noxious, but the husband will get used to it. The fox won't die in its own hole that it grew up in its own foxhole. So this opinion of Rav Abba Bar Abba is problematic. How do we explain Rav Yossi according to this opinion? So Gemara says, no, we still can explain it. El Hoch Maya Skin, you know what we're talking about? Kigon de Tolinu Lekishu Teo B'Tasha Shemitah. He said in the following way that Tashmish should be also to her, the Omer. She says, Yosser Hanoas Tashmishcho Olai, that the relations, the benefit that I get from having relations with you, my husband, they should be also to me. Im es kashet, if I go and put on various perfumes, kishutim, adornments, so in that way, this neder would take effect, and therefore the husband is allowed to go and annul such a neder. And why is that? Because kedamer of Kana, as Rav Kana said, what did he say? Damer of Kana, hanoz tashmish yolecho. If the woman says that the benefit that you get from having relations with me is also to you, so then the husband doesn't have to be made for such an eder. Kofe umishamsto. He can just basically ignore that type of an eder, as Rashi says, sheni yocho le'asor atzmo olav. She has no right to asor herself to him, because that's one of the benefits that he's entitled to for marriage, to have relations with his wife. However, can't force her to do so. He can divorce her. She's a moredis, but he can't force her to. But he doesn't have to be made for the nether. So he can just go about his life in kofe umisham sharto. So he can have relations with her without having to be made for the nether. However, if she were to say, hanoas tashmishcho olai, that I'm going to be forbidden to have relations with you if I go and adorn myself, so then the husband better yofer. He better go and be made for such a neder, because lefi she'ein machilin liodun dover ha'asur lo. Because essentially, if he had relations with his wife, which he is allowed to do, she would be over the neder that she'd made, because she adorned herself, and therefore she's not allowed to get hanoah from him. And while he's allowed to have relations with her, he shouldn't be putting her in a position where she's over in Isser every time, and therefore he should be made for the neder. Shmuel says there's another simple teretz, v'lo tiskash, don't adorn yourself, v'lo tiyaser, and then the tashmish won't be aser to you. So why do we not allow that? Why do we allow him to be made for the neder? Say, just don't adorn yourself. Shmuel says it's almost impossible for that to happen, that she won't adorn herself, because in Cain, if she doesn't adorn herself, Karol lo menuvelis, and he's going to say that she's disgusting, and she's a menuvelis, and she'll eventually go and adorn herself. So therefore, this neder is going to kick in, therefore the husband should be made for it. And that's the understanding where Rav Yossi says the husband's allowed to go be made for the neder. Now, Yor says, so let her be miskashet, vitiskashet, and then vitayoser. And in fact, she'll be yoser to him. And don't go and divorce her right away. Like we said, maybe there'll be a Pesach with the neder. Ila Beishamai, wait 2 weeks, states of Bussos, and then the divorce can take place. Ila Beishil, wait 1 week, Shabbos Achas. But why do we allow Rav Yossi and Amisha to divorce her immediately? So the Gemara says, no, because when do we say wait the 2 weeks or the 1 weeks respectively, wait the 30 days that we talked about? Hani mili hecho di adra ihu. That's when the husband made the neder. And in that situation, we'll say, the sovra, the woman thinks, mirtach rosach ilavoi, vahashta mosiv daite. When he made the neder, he was upset, he was angry, for whatever the reason, he was angry. And he'll calm down. And therefore, when before the time period of the 2 weeks or the 1 week is up, he'll regret the neder, and he'll find the Pesach for the neder, and we can make it go away, and life can go on as normal. But here, the husband wasn't upset at all. She was the one that made the neder. She made the neder. Then it's also for me to get pleasure from Tashmish with you. And the husband didn't say boo. He did not made for the neder, so then there's zero chance that he's going to be made for the neder. He wasn't angry with her, so he just said, okay, that's what you want, so that's what you want. So Savra, so she's going to say, me the ishtach, for the fact that he didn't say bo, he didn't made for the neder, miss nahu dusonili, he obviously is not happy with me, and our loving relationship has unfortunately been terminated, and therefore she can ask for the divorce right away from the fact that he didn't go and made for her neder. Okay, again, a little bit of a complicated sugya, but let's go weiter. The Mishnah quoted where it says, Rav Yossi Omer, again, we had this before already a couple of times, Baniya Shalom Asan Kitzba. Rav Yossi says that he has to divorce his wife right now if that's what she wants, if there was no set time for the kishut for a poor lady. No, so what is considered a set time? The Kama Kitzba, what do we say that is a set time that he doesn't divorce her until that set time is up? So we have multiple different opinions. Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says 12 months. Shneim Asar Chodesh. That's the typical period of time the Shita brings down from the Ritva, is the typical period of time that a poor woman would not go and wear adornments. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gives a much longer period of time. He says, Asher Shanim. It wasn't routine and regular for them to wear these perfumes and adornments, and therefore, even up to 10 years, it's still considered a specific period of time, Asher Shanim. Ruchista Amar Avimi, a shorter period of time, Regel. He says that it's from one Regel to the next because the Benos Yisrael, Shekein Benos Yisrael, Miskashtos Beregel, that even the poorest of girls would, so to say, adorn themselves, wear perfumes by the Regel. When they went to be Ola Regel, so everybody went to go and adorn themselves, even the poor girls. So therefore, that's considered a kitzva, that is a specified period of time, that if it's more than that, or if it's no specification, so then the ability, Rav Yossi says, to divorce her right away would be allowed. Finally, for a richer girl, Bashirus Shloshim Yom, so he said 30 days. Why 30 days? Where does this come from? Maishno Shloshim Yom, what's so special about 30 days? So Amar Abaye says that was the typical period of time. Shekein Isha Chashuva Nanes Mereach Kishutel Shloshim Yom. The normal way that they would put on their perfumes, they apparently weren't just something that you dabbed on and it lasted for a short period of time. They would use these perfumes and they would last for a 30-day period of time. So even the rich world women wouldn't necessarily put on perfume more than once every 30 days. They might put it on sooner if they wanted to, but for 30 days they could, so to say, manage, and therefore that's considered a finite period of time that wouldn't allow to divorce right away. But longer than that, or if it wasn't specified, so then they would be allowed to have the divorce right away, and that is an understanding of Rav Yossi's Shita. Let's just do the next Mishnah, and then we'll stop over there. Hamadir is Ishto, if a man goes and makes a neder of his wife, for example, he says, Shalotelech lebeis aviyah, he's making a neder on his wife that she shouldn't go to her father's house. Now, it depends. If Bizman Shehi Shehu Imo Ba'ir, if the father lives in the same city, so then if it was only for 1 month, Chodesh Echad, that he says that it's also for you to go to visit your father for 1 month period of time, Yikaim, then the marriage should stay intact. She can't demand the divorce because it's only a short period of time. But if it's 2 months, Shnaim, he says you can't go visit her, and he lives in town and she was used to seeing him, Yotzi, then he has to give her a divorce, v'yitin ksuba, and he has to give it a ksuba. It's his doing over here, and therefore he has to pay the ksuba. Ubizman shu b'ir acheres, but if the husband says to the wife, you can't go visit your father, and the father lives in another city, so then in that situation, regel echad yikayim. For one regel, for one of the shlosh regalim, that period of time is considered acceptable. The father lives out of town, she doesn't necessarily go visit him every time. Maybe for one regel, so the neder can take effect. However, shlosha yotzi v'tein ksuba. But if it's three regalim, so then that's too much, and she can demand that he give her a divorce right now, and she gets her ksuba. The obvious question, which is more or less, is what about two regalim? Which way does that go? And the Gemara will say the two regalim is for a Kohen, and it just doesn't mention it in our Mishnah. In any event, we'll get to that in the Gemara. Mishnah continues says, Hamadir is Ishto, if a man goes, makes a neder on his wife, and he says to her, Shalot Telech Lebeisa Evel, Lebeisa Mishnah, you can't go to a Shiva house, and you can't go to a wedding. So then, Yotzi V'yiteng Ksuba, then she can demand to get her Ksuba right away, and he has to do that. Beis Avel will force him to do that. Why? Because if she doesn't go to a Beis Avel, nobody's going to go to her Beis Avel. If she doesn't go to Beis Nista, she won't be able to socialize with other people. So this is considered something that she can demand right away, divorce and to get her ksuba. However, but if he has a reason behind it, which tomorrow will explain what his reasoning is, so then, Rashi, then he is allowed to go and do this, and she can't demand the divorce and her ksuba based upon that. We'll discuss exactly what this is. And finally, we conclude today's shiur with the end of the Mishnah. Amalah, he says to his wife, Amanasha Tomri Liploni Masha Amartile, that I'm making some sort of an neder here, that you should, we'll explain this more in detail as well, Rashi says. So I'll make an neder over here that you must go and tell so-and-so, Masha Amartile, what you told me, Masha Amartile, or O Masha Amarti Loch, or what I told you. So, Oshete Mimala or Memoria La Ashpa, or you have to go and fill something up and then empty it out in the garbage. So then, Yotzi takes Suba. These are things which are also inappropriate, and she can demand the divorce right away if that's what she wants, and she would be entitled to Ksuba. Now, this last piece of the Mishnah was very enigmatic, and that's why she says multiple times over here, B'Gemara Mefarish, B'Gemara Mefarish, B'Gemara Mefarish, Mitz Hashem. We will explain that in the upcoming Shia. With this, we conclude today's Shia. We, Baruch Hashem, caught up another daf for Sukkos.